Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, January 31st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 figures in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 45 tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 5,300 Zimbabweans have succumbed to the COVID-19 so far in the country.
In its daily report, the ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and more than 3.3 million their second dose.
And we also have an exclusive interview with Nelson Chamisa, the leader of the newly formed Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC.
And on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections, we are talking to some of the candidates and independent political commentators. And at the same time, we know that the embattled Zimbabwe Football Association board has actually suspended a host of football personalities as the battle for the control of local football takes a new twist. Some of those that have been suspended include Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Ndebele and Highlanders and Dynamo's Chairman. Yes, Rwanda, Lingalijan, Lapirkona, Lamplanjeg is Kuluma, Namapai elections, Uketuka, Telewa Kulum, Uluza Genswa, Wombimbi to Lonyaga, Mtaka 26. So, Sangang, Uloko, Skangele, Owen Zagala, Elizweni, Gulumbi, Olapo, Tule, Lukang, 1,000 Pilate. Utukulabantu abane ababulewe umkhuhlane we COVID-19 izolo, kodwa bayi 45 batheste positive kumkhuhlane lo. Elizimbabwe ke selibone abantu abafika 5,300 asebebulewe yi COVID-19. So siyabona njalo ke uhlangothi lolu luthi abantu abafika 4.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yokuqala, kuthi ke abayi 3.3 million bahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. Silenge ngokho njalo ke lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa, Olebandla elitsha Citizens Coalition for Change. So ke bekhuluma lo Blessing Zulu we Studio 7. Xa sisikhangela ke ezokhetho siyakhuluma labanye abangene ukhetho lolu ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bakhuluma ngani. Kulangalela kuzifa kulokugedla kwamazinyo sokuthiwa ke iZifa Board isimise kancane imisebenzi yabantu abanjengo Kenneth Ndebele oku Premier Soccer League kanye lalabo abakhokhela iHighlanders Dynamos kunenge abakuthiswayo. So ke sizathi sizwe ukuthi kuthwani ngakho. Kodwa ke okwamanje sike sizwe uMavelas ekhuluma nje ngakhona okwenzakalayo. Mavelas, qhubeka.
Ayi, wathi nokuthingamiza inemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nemusi wemuvhuro January 31st unova iwo musi wokupedzisira wemwedzi uno wanzira. Nasi tichange tichitarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 sepa zvakare zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika apo tinoona kuti nyika ichange yakatarisana nemabyelections mwedzi unouya. Tichange zvakare tiine hurukuro nemutungamiri webato idzva remunyika vaNelson Chamisa, avo vebato reCCC yakaitwa iye nemumwe wedu Blessing Zulu weStudio 7. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munhabvu umo tinoona kuti kune kugedageda kwemeno kuzifa iyo yawanikwa iyo ichidzinga vamwe vanosanganisira mutungamiri wePSL vaKennedy Ndebele nevamwe. Tombodzokera tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro, uyezve pakaita vanhu 45 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri. Nyika pari zvino ine vanhu 5,600 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga. Tombotarisa isu panyaya yekubayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Nyika inotaura iyo nebazi rezveutano kuti pane vanhu 4.3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19, uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine inonzi iyo herd immunity, asi nyika isati yasvika ipapo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pachirongwa chedu chanhasi, tichitaura zvakare nevamwe vachange vari kukwikwidza mumabyelections vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana kuti zvii zvavachange vari kuitira vanhu vemumatunhu avari kukwikwidza vakamirira.
Yes, let's start with the exclusive interview that was done by Blessing Zulu. He spoke to Nelson Chamisa yesterday. Here's the interview.
We have always said, as we were requested by the people, we are building the new. You know, when I went around the country, people told me that they were tired of a tired man. They said that MDC was too much associated with toxicity and negativity, and a lot of infiltration and infighting, sponsored by ZANU-PF, sponsored by Mr. Mnangagwa. So we needed to move forward, open new doors, champion transformation on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe, because we were never chosen by people. We were never constituted as a project, fight over them. We chose to move away from them. We chose to make a clean break with the past that is associated with a lot of shadow boxing and side breaking. We have a call, we have a fight before us, we have a duty, we have an obligation and a mission to accomplish. And that is to transform our great country and build a new great country. So yes, the people are very clear, they know their champions, they have always said, they know who fights for them, who represents them, they know who respects their dignity, their human rights, even their proper rights. They know, because our track record, you know, is very clear. That is why we say, look, we are not going to be wasting time over them. Let's have a new dawn. Let the sign start shining once more in Zimbabwe. At the party level, we are a gold standard, and that is what we want. Let's send a reminder to the world that Zimbabwe is about to begin to shine. And it's an AM moment. Good morning, and welcome to that question.
So what is going to differentiate your party from the MDC?
Well, our difference is not even about that party you are referring to, is our party. We just remember and take note of our history, but we are not governed by it. What governs us is the competition that is on the market, that is ZANU-PF. So ZANU-PF are the ones who are in government, and what we want is to be in government. Because we are the alternative government. But more to that, we were elected by the people of Gaza in 2018. But because of our broken systems that are compromised, we still have Mr. Mnangagwa in office, when in fact, the people gave us a clear mandate. So what we want to do is to make sure that we re-galvanize, revitalize all the Zimbabwe, making sure that under our citizens, we also bring the citizens back to the center. So that the citizen and not the politician is the most powerful. My brother, our rest in rest happily, having accomplished my mission as a revolutionary, as a transformer, when the politician is the least powerful animal in our politics, and when the citizen is the most powerful agent in the transaction for our politics, that is our objective. We want to usher in a new breakthrough. Our mission is to transform this great country. And it begins with our politics, our governance council, even our governance structure. That is what we must focus on. As I have already said before, Mr. Zulu, we want to transform our values, our manners, our habits, our norms. The political culture, the governance culture in this country must change. And once we change that, it will transform life, it will transform the economy and create opportunities. Because it is the accountability and the responsibility sector that we need to deal with. That is the difference, and that is our difference with ZANU.
Are we likely to see any blueprints of what you are talking about in terms of the new trust for your new party?
Of course, definitely. There are things that we are doing, Mr. Zulu. Number one, we are building a new policy vision, a document, a blueprint, a new great Zimbabwe document of this that is going to spell out how things are going to be done in that new Zimbabwe. How police are going to behave, how our ministry is going to be honored and respected, the duties of the state institutions, citizens and the state organs, citizens and those in government or in public office. It's going to spell out the governance culture, the structure, it's going to spell out the infrastructure of government. Are removed from the current confusion that we are seeing. We are going to give lean and mean government, small government that is able to deliver and perform for Zimbabwe, an economy that functions and that answers the questions of families, the questions of citizens, the questions of individuals, young people, old people, engineers, active what we have, even workers, professionals, our nurses, our teachers, our war veterans even. We want to have proper answers for them. Doctors, it's ridiculous that kind of salary that they are getting when you spend 5 years at school. You are in charge of human health and human life, and you are given peanuts. That's why at times we get and we end up getting monkey services, because you are actually paying peanuts to doctors. You turn them into monkeys. That's ridiculous. We want to deal with these issues around the economy. Restore the dignity of the people. We want to restore the integrity, responsibility, and authority, the voice of the citizens back to the center. That's our philosophy. We have to do this in sharing it. We have to build it, a solid 18 that is going to deliver for the people of Zimbabwe. That is the agenda before us. And we are starting afresh, everything new.
So there you are, marvelous. That's Nelson Chamisa. That's the first section of the interview that he did with Blessing Zulu of Studio 7. So konapo ke uyakhuluma into eziningi. Marvelous. Now sizwa konapo ukhuluma ukuthi ke kathesi sebesuke ku-MDC lapho babalekela ukuthi ungani kulokuphambana ukuthize ku-MDC khona ngale. So ukuviza ethi lokho yi-New Dawn njalo uhlelo lwabantu. Uthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi kumele bemele umbani. So uphinde wakhuluma ngolokuthi-ke kumele kuvuselelwe into eziningi kwenzela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bazibuse. So uthi-ke abantu yibo asebezibambe esidukweni kubandla leli, ngoba abantu yibo abalamandla ukuthi bevotele omunye umuntu kumbe bengamvoteli. Njalo lokuthi kuguqulwe indlela uhulumende abuswa ngayo. So ukuthi khona sebelungisa ingwalo ezijulileyo sibili ezokuthi kuyenziwani kusiya phambili. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ngokuthi ezomnotho kumele zime njani. So kunjalo ke marvelous.
Ayi waphothanga kuthukuzwa vaNelson Chamisa vanga vari kutaura na Blessing Zulu we Studio 7 vachitaura ivo waro webato ravo kuti zvii zvavachange vari kuvimbisa kuti vachaita pasi pesangano ravo kana kuti bato ravo idzva ravakabva ivo kuwanikwa vachiparura svondo rapfuura iro rimwe.
Yeah, so let's proceed to the second part of the interview, and then we'll bring in our guests to, chip in.
I can tell you that we can't have new slogans, we can't have new values, new culture, new colors, new everything, new people, and not be able to renew ourselves and make sure that we are also new in the direction and trust in tech. All the habits must die. Those who are not fit for purpose must also retire. Those who are willing to say, tell friends, we want a completely new start, a new culture. That legacy is what we are building, and that's the legacy I want. We are willing, and we are going to create the generation. We want to deliver a new great result. And it shall be delivered. That is our focus, that is our agenda, that is our side, that is our mission.
There are these by-elections coming up in March. How confident are you that you will be able to win those elections? Since you have essentially launched a new party just a few months before the crucial election?
My brother, this is a citizen project. Citizens are the drivers of political change. Citizens are the owners, and they are the sole proprietors of any struggle. Because we have citizens at the center, it's not going to be difficult, because they are the ones who are going to define their leader. They are going back to the and I know that they are going to take their representatives back to Parliament. And I know that they are going to take this country back onto the path of prosperity, transformation, and opportunities for all. That is the fact, and that is the focus, that is the position we have. I've no doubt in my mind that the people of Zimbabwe know what's good and what's best for their country. Let's look at how people have embraced the idea of the coalition has really a short space of time, a consensus, a new national consensus, beyond race, beyond sex or gender, beyond even age, beyond region, every, even beyond class, not about the learning or those who have not the People's Leader. People's Leader is a new party. It is a coalition to change. Your party, your yellow color, your symbol of an index finger, pointing to God, but also making a conviction that we are number one, that we are the best, that we are the best for the country. And that time is up. It is 12 noon. Time is gone. We need to do a new thing. A new thing must be done. A new day has come.
Ye uyakhuluma lapho ke uChamisa uthi sokusukile zokufikile usuku olutsha ukuthi kulungiswe konke kumele kulungiswe kweZimbabwe njalo uyajabula amavela sokuthi abantu bamsekela uthi kuvela libandla likaZulu libandla lami lawe libandla likazibanibani nabantu bonke ke kweZimbabwe so kodwa ke akukhongosela kakhulu ukuthi noma ke besanda kubumba ibandla leli sebabona ukuthi bakanqoba kumabhaya elections abuyayo so ukhuluma ngakho sibili kakhulu so uthi ngoba leli libandla likaZulu so kunjalo kwemavulasi
apho tiri kuzwa vachamisa vachitaura ivo kuti vari kufadzwa nekutambirwa kuri kuitwa bato ravo idzva iri vari kuti hanzi ibato remunhu wese harina kuti unobva kupi harina kuti une mari here harina kuti wakadzidza here harina kuti uri mudiki kana kuti wakura here vari kuti ivo riri kutambirwa kwese kumaruva mumadhorobha nekuti ibato revanhu saka vari kuti vari kufadzwa nezvavari kuona zvichiitika uyezve vachange vari kushanda neavo vanoda kushanda navo vakati pane vamwe kana paine vamwe vaneta nekushanda mubato ravo aiwa ivo vari kuda kushanda neavo vanoda kushanda kuti Zimbabwe iwane pundutso.
Yes, we've got our first guest and that is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. He belongs to an organization called the Freedom Alliance. He is a very independent mind. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, give us an analysis of Mr. Chamisa's interview. What do you think about it?
Thank you for the opportunity. We are an organization that is not an opposition to the opposition. But what we would do is to share with our friends if there is advice that we can give them. He talks of powerful citizens. Unfortunately, he doesn't give us the measure or the barometer of the powerfulness of the citizens. We as the Freedom Alliance would think of a powerful citizens allowing people from the grassroots to make decisions. We will be expecting that there are councillors that have got a say in their organizations. We would expect people that are MPs that are answerable to their people. We would expect the leadership that is answerable to everyone and even to people that are non-members of their organizations. We would look at a powerful citizen being the one who is allowed to make decisions and be respected in their local community, whether they are of another tribal orientation or racial orientation or gender. We would also be looking at an organization that recognizes gender, that is having evidence of the gender balance in its structures, in what it is doing. That would actually show that something is really being done. Then on documents that are there, I think we have had so many documents that people have been told about, but there has been no results that have come out of those documents. So it would be useful to have documents that actually have something in it. We also look forward to internal democratic processes where people's freedoms and democracy are not muzzled, where people can talk about issues. We are seeing some organizations that cannot talk about the problems that happen in Matabeleland, the tribalism that will be there, they cannot talk about it. You will have teachers that cannot speak the local language, organizations will not speak about that, or people who belong to certain organizations. So we would expect that if those are powerful citizens, they should be able to speak out to say we are not happy about this, rather than them to talk in hiding. They must be saying things as they are. So I think his statement is a statement that we would expect to be having action that goes with it, with the cancellation of the history that could have been seen before. Thank you.
Yes, so okay, so to fire and to conclusions which in Nakova.
Yeah, Siyabonga. As we show you, Uthi, ngakukhulunywa ngabantu abalamandla, abayabe besemabandleni. Thina si-Freedom Alliance, asisilo bandla liphikisa amanye amabandla aphikisayo. Kodwa singancedisa ngezisombululo, ngoba silazo izisombululo. Sicela ukuthi abakhokheli baveze isipimo sokuthi amandla asebantwini yiwaphi njalo aya njani kulabo bantu. Sibona abantu besesaba ukukhuluma abakusolayo, umuntu oyabe ngukansila akalawo amandla okuthi asole, oyikhandidate ka-MP akalawo amandla ukuthi asole even ubukhokheli. Bese sibona futhi kusiba lokuthi abantu abavela kumhlubulo ikakhulu yakithi abakhululekanga ukukhuluma izinto abazisolayo. Zinenge izinto abazisolayo ezikhundleni zakubo, kumele bamelwe ngabanye abantu. Nxa kumbe kukhethwa abazamela ilokuzeni kwenzakala okuthiwa ngama-double candidates, and kujayele ukuthi kwenzakale kwelakithi, okutshengisa ukuthi amandla lawo okuthiwa kumele babe nawo ngabalawo. So-ke thina sikhangelela ukuthi amabandla ahloniphe abantu lapho abavela khona, kuhlonitshe omama ukulinganiswa kwabomama. Njalo kube nobufakazi ukuthi nxa sisithi silinganise omama sesile minyaka, sibalinganise okunganani okwalesi sikhathi. I-local representation yethu ukuthi abantu bamele indawo zabo, ubufakazi obukhona bunganani. Buswelekile ubufakazi bona lobo. Ukuze amabandla aphikisayo, njengoba thina sifuna ukwenza into eqondileyo okwedlula okwezana, kumele senze izinto ezilezipimo ezidinekayo zibonakale ukuthi hhayi nangempela lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo. Hhayi ukuthi izinto sizikhulume, ingwalo ezikhulunywayo sezibhalwe kakhulu, izingwalo zinqwabanqwaba zigcwele iziphala kodwa kazikhuphi lutho. Sicela ukuthi kube lezenzo, hayi izingwalo ezibhaliwe. Siyabonga.
Siyabuza kakhulu-ke. Marvelous in our analysis of the speech, what Mr. Ngcobe is saying is, you know, there's a lot that has been written about, you know, some economic plans and all these kind of things. So he says, enough of that. Let's have action, you know, from politicians. So he was talking about what Chamisa is proposing there. So saying that, you know, they are going to draft a big document which will, you know, map the way forward for Zimbabwe. So basically, that's what he's saying.
I want for students who are more than your family, the ones who are sorrow, evil for what Zabo, Panesha, Taura, a Nemtunga Midwest, Vanessa, and Chamisa, the Saura, is the Kutsi, Varpunakuti, is the Pizza issue. You are the one who knows the staff ambassador, Munguva in Utera.
So I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Norris Marara. Let me see whether we can see him. I think he is there. Yes. Mr. Marara, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, listeners and viewers from Harare.
So you can introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Makadi enyu va Marara ndiva Norris Marara vebatsuri MDC Alliance. Asi enda imberi enyu nichitaura kuti ndimiani uye zvekuti makamirira batsuri kune constituency yamakamirira.
Ndinotenda vatete Marvelous. Ndinonzi Norris Marara. Ndiri kumirira MDC Alliance muHarare Central in the 26 March by elections. Thank you so much.
Zvii zvamakavimbisa kana kuti zvamuri kuti muchaunza, tinoona kuti muri vatsva kuti munge muri kupinda pachinzvimbo ichi.
Tine zvakawanda zvatiri kugadzirira vagari vemuHarare Central. Musha weHarare Central waita rombo rakanaka kuti Inini, I'm a business person for starters. I've successfully managed to run my business and spread it into the region. I'm found in Zimbabwe and I'm also found in Botswana and South Africa. So I'm bringing that wealth of experience to run our politics because the most of the things affecting Wabereki mu naraunda matigere kunyanya mushawe Harare Central inyaya yevanhu vanenge vane kwandingati kusanyatsoziva matambudziko anodiwa nevanhu mu naraunda matambudziko zvinetswa zvavo. So with my experience yeku business, I'm going to be getting into the community ndichitaura nevabereki zvinzwa zvichemo zvavo tozvifambira tiri pamwe chete nokuti vanga varipo ndisingade kutaura zvakawanda pamusoro pevanga varipo nokuti takadzidziswa kuti kana uchifamba fambira taura nezvako zvaunoda kuita usataure zviri kutadzwa nevamwe taura nezvako. Asi chandingangoda kutaura ndechekuti vagari vemusha weHarare Central vaita rombo rakanaka kuti kwauya a candidate atange achifamba navo achiteerera zvichemo zvavo nokuti pandaa ndichifamba mumusha zvichemo zvizhinji ndezvekunzi MP hativazive vanga varipo for the past 20 years havadzoke kumusha kana vavhoterwa. So inini ndoda kuvimbisa vabereki kuti ndichange ndichigara nemi ndichifamba nemi zvamunenge mandituma ndichidzoka ndichita mafeedback meetings matambudziko ede mumusha tomafambira pamwe chete tomagadzirisa pamwe chete.
Now, do you have the specific issues that you are actually talking about, where, you know, which you are promising that you are going to do if you are elected?
Exactly. There's the issue of security in the constituency. There are a lot of muggings taking place, a lot of theft break-ins in the homes. So the residents of Harare Central, those that I've managed to speak to, the opinion leaders, if you may call them, They've raised these concerns, like the security issue in the community. They say that they would want a member of parliament who would engage the authorities because their efforts to do it themselves, they've been hitting brick walls. And the one who was there was nowhere to be seen. So they said, if you are going to be different, if you are going to be listening to us and getting to the relevant offices to push our issues, security in particular. They said there's a lot of insecurity in the communities. The people are getting mugged. There's a lot of theft. So security is one of the very key issues on top of their list. Then there's the hygiene and sanitation and collected garbage, which is more for the councillors, but I think based on what is on the ground, I would need to take it upon myself to ensure that you go to the relevant offices to push them to act on a refuse collection, for example, and cut grass, the bed roads, the dirty water that's there. Those are some of the things that I would need to attend to when elected on March 26.
Paneja Murko Naparizino. Tinoona kuti mataura imi kuti manga muri kushanya munzvimbo yamuri kukukudza izvii zviri kunzi nevanhu zviri kunyanya varwadza. Tinoona kuti ukafamba muHarare zvizhinji zviri kuwanika izvo zvichishusha vagari. Ivo vemuHarare Central vari kushushwa nei?
Zviri kunyanya vatambudza inyaya yekubirwa, kurohwa nembavha, kupwanyirwa dzimba dzavo. Hakuna security, hakuna rugare. Vanhu vari kupfanyirwa mudzimba vachibirwa vachirohwa. Vanenge vabva kumabasa nguva dzati pfuurei vaya vaine kunetsa kunoita transport vari kusangana nembavha vachibvutirwa zvinhu zvavo, mavaluables avo. So vanga vane zvichemo zvekuti dai tagona kuwana mumiririri anofambira nyaya dzekutaura nemapurisa, for example, tawana mapolice post munharaunda dzatigere, towanawo security, vanhu vanokwanisa kufamba vakasununguka. Migwagwa yakaparara mumusha, mune makomba ega ega musisina migwagwa. Mvura haifambe zvakanaka, hakuna mvura yakachena inowanikwa nevabereki. Zvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka, vanhu vazhinji vaakuzvishandira mukatarira vanhu vazhinji munyika vakuzvishandira and Harare Central is not an exception. Ine vanhu vakuzvibatira nemaoko havana pekushandira. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvekuti vanenge vachitarisirwa kuti mutumwa wavo anenge ari member of parliament na councillor wacho zvinhu zvavanovatuma vanodzoka kuvanhu vonzwa zvichemo zvevanhu mumusha vochienda kwavanofunga kuti zvinokwanisa kunogadziriswa kwakaita sekumapurisa for example kwakaita kuna Nazesa for example nyaya yemagetsi kucouncil for example nyaya yemvura nemaroads anoda kugadzirwa saka zvichemo ndezvekuti vanga vachivamiririra kana vangovhoterwa havadzoke saka vari kuti tinoda munhu anofamba nesu anogara nesu anodzoka achikama feedback meetings toziziva kuti zvinhu zvakaoma and harisi basa raMP kunyanya kufambira nyaya dzakaita seidzodzo but nekuti nyika yedu yanyanyoparara zvinhu zvakaondongeka munyika vanotarisira kuti vavanenge vachiti ndo vanotimiririra vavabatsire mukufambira nyaya idzodzodzo zvigadzirisike.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. We are coming back to you very shortly. We've got Tandazani Moyo. He's one of the guys that is actually leading a party. I think he's the Secretary General of a party. Moyo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. Good evening. Good evening, Madam. Good evening to our listeners out there.
Thank you very much. We think your network is a little bit hazy, so can you log out and come back? Just log out and come back so that we can have a clearer kind of thing. So let's go to Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. So what's your analysis of what Mr. Marara is saying here? His promises and all that?
Thank you. I'm glad to see the young man. Unfortunately, he's cut off. To the prospective MP, good evening, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I hear you saying that you don't want to talk about others, but you are saying there are others that disappeared. You see, I just like the irony of it. what I think, from what you are saying, you are mentioning problems that you want to solve. But I'm not seeing the difference between the duty for an MP that you are going to do and the duty for a councillor. You seem to be somebody who will be dealing with the security issues like a police officer, if I'm getting you. And then you are also having council candidates. It's not clear what they are going to be doing. I think I would need to hear how you are going to solve the problems that you are talking about. You are not talking about people coming to you talking about their problems. We need the solutions to problems that we are having in communities. I suppose the people that you want to represent are people like me in my constituency where I would expect that we are having a lawmaker that is not going to be distributing maize to villagers. Then we also have councillors that are actually going to be doing developmental work. We as the Freedom Alliance are actually... our idea is to ensure that our communities are empowered. They are united. That's the first thing. Our communities are united. Organizations are united. So that whatever we want to do is going to have, we are going to get the results that we require. If you are going to do... now that you are now the MDC Alliance, if I'm getting you properly, and it would sound like you are somebody who has not been there, who is new, a business person, I would require that you actually get specific what you are going to do and what the councillor is going to do there. Because we are no longer looking at promising people. You know, our people are so... I mean, we can't call them gullible, but they are in that kind of a situation where they are vulnerable. That's the word I wanted to use. to say they are vulnerable. Anyone who comes in there will just promise them anything. That is not going to actually be delivered. So we need to be solutions-based, yes.
Before he responds, can you put that in the very, just summarize what you're saying?
Yes, ngithi umbono wami kuloko kuthiwa ngubaba ukuthi ukhuluma ngezinto nje izikhalazo ezincane ukuthi ungathi kumbe kulokuzwa ukuganga nje okwenziwa ngabantu ubugebengu akusathi kahle ukuthi yena njengo-MP uzakwenzani lokuthi ucouncillor wabo uyabe ezakwenzani. Ngokwazi kwethu umuntu ongu-MP ngumuntu oyisichayamthetho lokho kuthiwa khona yi-law maker. Ngicabanga ukuthi bekungasiza ukuthi khona asichazele kakhulu ngokwenza umthetho ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi babuzisise ukuthi umuntu nxa esiba ngu-MP kuyini akusebenza, ukhansila kuyini azakusebenza. Ngoba sibona isikhathi esiningi uthola u-MP ikakhulu izali ibe kwenzayo. U-MP nguye oseholela abantu ukudla okumele bakuholelwe amagogogo okumele bawaholelwe ngokansila. So-ke sithi-ke abantu sebediniwe ukube bethenjiswa izinto okungabonakali ukuthi ziyakwenziwa njani. Ngoba kumelanga semukele izikhalazo kuphela, kumele kube lezisombululo eziba khona ukuze kulungiswe izinto-ke ezihlupha abantu. Angikuzwa-ke khonokho kuvela kusikhulumi ebesikhulumi. Siyabonga.
Yes, I was going to call again. So maybe you can respond now, Marvelous.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. I need to make something clear here. Mm-hmm. The things that I mentioned, like the security issue in the community, in the constituency, and the other things, they are basically more related to the work of the councillor. As a member of parliament, the role is the policy formulation, seeking developmental partners who can come and develop the area. But I'm not literally like promising giving people a clean water myself, or to say I'm going to bring maize so that people can have food. I'm not promising anything which has been traditional during elections time. That is not my promise. What I was talking about was the immediate needs of the community that the people are talking about. They would at least expect their local representative to assist them in the facilitating, if I may use the word, in resolving the security issues in the community. These are immediate needs for the community. But the my role as a member of parliament is more of policy formulation, looking for and engaging developmental partners who can come and help with issues that affect the constituency. So I need to clarify that with my brother there, so that I don't appear like I'm the typical politician who always appear during election time with the freebies, with beer, with food, and all sorts of promises. My promise to the community is that we must work together in resolving the issues that affect the constituents. But I have something that is maybe fundamental that I need to say. The Zimbabwean political and social economic problems can only be resolved through a free, fair, and credible elections, because our elections in Zimbabwe have always been contested. The outcomes have always been contested. And as a party from the MDC Alliance, our view is that we can only achieve those free, fair, and credible elections through dialogue. So dialogue is our key underlying word. We need dialogue in the country so that all political and the other stakeholders, the civic society, the church, and all political actors can come on a table, discuss the issues in Zimbabwe, maybe come up with a governance structure that will deal with issues of contested elections, then when we don't have contested elections, we can then have free, fair and credible elections. Beyond that, this is where we can expect to fix the Zimbabwean problems, because I can foresee us getting into 2023, which is going to be contested, and the cycle continues. So I'm going to be advocating for dialogue, which I expect can lead to reforms later on, and then we can have uncontested elections. So I'm not promising anything physical in this election to say I'm gonna come and give you beer so that you vote for me. I'm going to fix your road so that you vote for me. But those are some of the immediate needs that I think the elected member of parliament should put an ear to and attend to, with, together with the local councillors, because the councillors are the ones who are more on the ground. Those are the ones who must deal with the water issue, the electricity issue, the roads. That is the role of the councillor. But I cannot run away from those things and say just because I'm a member of parliament, it's not my duty. So I'm saying if elected, I will be assisting the councillor to deal with the immediate needs of the communities, and there are so many of them. But the Zimbabwean political and economic, can only be resolved through dialogue. In the post dialogue, we can only have those things that we desire.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Marvelous, and then we go to Edwin Lovu. Quiet, Marvelous. So
far, the gate is in the lava, Marara Matora, we assume a Fuswa in the Yakanaka Sage. Muru something was same on around the Yaburku and Amchino campaign and Tifona, Ivanu Vatora, Ivo say Bachura Kashmiria, Varuka Kona Vanu, Vatishanda, Varuka Mosha, and Naka Pasina Tatuana, Patanga Tripona, repeat some in the parishion of Pakatima Pass.
Tiri kutambirwa zvakanaka mumusha, hatisati taona kana kunzwa nyaya dzemhirizhonga. Kusara kwekuti tiri kuona vemamwe mapato vari kuti maposta edu, makampeni metiriyo atakaisawo mumusha, vari kuuya. Pane vari kuuya vachibvarura, kune vari kuuya vachinamira avo pamusoro pedu, zvatinofunga kuti zvinhu zvisina kunaka. Dai tagona kuita sarudzo dzedu murunyararo, hatitukane BET ruling party kana vemamwe mapato anopikisa. Tiri vanhu vamwe chete. Izvozvi zvimasikati anotanga tine musangano wadeedzerwa neveZimbabwe Election Commission veZEC, vachitipa makambeniro atinota zvinotarisirwa kuitwa nezvisingatenderwe pamutemo wekukambena. So ndachida kuti zvangu kufamba kwataita mumusha so far, hatisati tasangana nemhirizhonga kana kunzwa nezvayo. Ende tinoda kukurudzira kuti ngatiregei kutukana, ngatiregei kurovana, ngatiregei kunyombana, ngatitaurei zvinhu zvatofunga kuti zvinoendesa nyika kumberi, zvinobatsira vanhu vari kuda kutivhotera kuti ini ndinofunga kuti Marara ndomuvhotera pamusaka pezvaari kutaura, ndinowirirana nazvo. Torega kurovana panyama, torovana papfungwa, tichichinjana mashoko ebudiriro. Anenge adiwa nevanhu ndiye osarudzwa iyeyo. Ndozvandogona kutaura pari zvino.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Edwin Ndlovu is contesting the council by-election in Bulawayo. So he's one of the guys who has been in politics for a very, very long time. So he sent us this audio. Let's listen to what he said about contesting these elections.
Mela Ward 8 obulawayo nelebandla lesizwe coalition for change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa. Ward 8 khayele mzilikazi Thorn Grove ingubo yenjalo eBuffalo. Ngiletha ukuthiwa ngesilungu i-7th leadership, uthi ngizakuthunywa izakhamizi, ngizaba esigijini sezakhamizi. Ngifuna ukutshintsha i-politics le esesibona isenzakala kathesi ukuthi umuntu ophethiweyo usenguye osehalada abantu, usenguye osesiba ngubhosi, kodwa yena ekhethwe ngabantu. Sina-ke nje bandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change, sifaka uZulu phambili, sifaka ama-citizen phambili, sizasebenzela-ke ama-citizen-ke ka-Ward 8. Baye kule ndubo eziningi ezikhona ngale, kule ndubo zabantwana abaswela imisebenzi, kule ndubo zama-drugs, lwendubo njalo zemigwaqo ama potholes
lwendubo zabantwana
njalo lodubuke lamasuwa dubukayo kube khona njalo dubulwa manje kwezindawo amanzi afiki sasebenzisana ke lezakhamizi lomansipalati ama officials zakhe sibone ukuthi singancedisana njani udubulo lolo lukhona oluhlupha ke izakhamizi ikanti ke okunye okunanzelelekayo ezinye izinto eziningi kakhulu emzilikazi lakubo ngubo yentsha amaphepha ezindlu kahambi kahle abazali babe sebathona kusala abantwana kumbe kusala abazukulu zabancedisa-ke ukuthi batholeke amaphepha aqondileyo ezindlu zabo bancedisa njalo zikhona ezinye izinto ezisuka zithengiswe ngoba izimuli zingenelisi-ke ukuthi zibhadale ama-rate wekhanseli zizancedisana kuba khona-ke imisebenzi esikhanseli njengokusobha amaphepha lokunye okuthile zabe sikhanyela-ke kakhulu izimuli ezinjalo ezehluleka-ke ukubhadala ama-rate ukuthi-ke abantwana babo kumbe abazukulu kube yibo kuyabayenza le misebenzi kwenzela ukuthi belelise ukuthi abokuncane abakutholayo kusikhanseli hambe bebhadalele izindlu zabo mina-ke mhlaka 26 March kuyenalo mnyaka zakhamizi zethondlovu ngubo yenja mzilikazi le-Barbara Fields bathelani u-Edwin Ndlovu omele i-Citizen Coalition for Change ibandla elikhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa futhi thina kumane mina sisebenze ndawonye sincedisane sithuthukise isigaba ngiyabonga.
There you are, Mr. Ncube. What's your comment on what Mr. Edwin Ndlovu is promising the people of Papa Fields, Mzilikazi, and other suburbs?
Thank you very much. Mr. Ndlovu's promises are very nice sounding as they are. He has stated a number of them. We as the Freedom Alliance, we are friends of the opposition and we are opponents of ZANU. So what we simply do is to try and advise where necessary. What is actually needed is not what he is talking about, but what is definitely needed is the unity of the people from grassroots, the unity of organizations. As it were, we are seeing a worrying trend of disunity in the opposition that is happening. All that is not going to work well for anyone, even if we were to vote for him today. We don't think that the problems are going to be solved or he's going to be able to solve the problem. We also have a problem where even in the opposition, people are not being listened to. So the best would be to listen to what people want. People are the ones that are going to solve their problem. It's not politicians who are going to, or candidates that are going to solve problems. If people are having what we call people power, and the people are united, that's only when we can have these things actually resolved. I would also want to refer to Comrade Marara there. To say the disjointedness that is there in the opposition, where be it in Harare, be it in Matabeleland or anywhere else, is not useful. I have not heard you gentlemen talking about the unity of the masses. We need to rethink this thing. Our problems need to be solved by us first, from the basic citizens to organizations coming together, finding each other, and then we deal with the monster that is ZANU-PF. Besides that, we will only be thinking about somebody going to parliament, getting some money there, taking care of his family, somebody becoming a councillor there so that they can gain some mileage and then they stand as an MP. Because now you would find that there is now this thing of people getting cars in parliament. People are thinking about benefits there. They are no longer thinking about freedom. We need to realize that we are not free. We first need to deal with the freedom aspect of it. And we need, as multi-stakeholders, to come together and solve that. Thank you.
Yes, when this is in the village, we see a Mara. Very briefly.
Yes, siyabonga. Singathi thina ngithi thina njenge Freedom Alliance simelela ubumbano esicabanga ukuthi lelo lungasiza. Abafowethu abafuna ukuvotelwa bangavotelwa kodwa akulanto abazayenza ngendlela esizintshaka ngayo ngendlela okwehlukene ngayo kumabandla wona lawa aphikisana. Kwenza ukuthi kuqine isigebengu esisembusweni yise siyabe siqina nxa thina singazange sibambane. Yikho lapho kule mfumba khona ekutheni khona sihlaleni phansi sificane sisonke sibe ndawonye sibe yinyandane. Lapho yikho sizaqala ukulungisa inhlupho esinazo.
Izithembiso lezi ezifakwe ngundlovu ke?
Ye, izithembiso ezifakwe ngundlovu zinhle okunye okumangalisayo, zingumthunduluka nxa uyawubone umthunduluka ovuthiweyo ngesikhathi sawuvuthe ubomvu. Zinhle kakhulu. Kodwa ukuzigcwalisa, ngicabanga ukuthi ubaba uNdlovu laye lobehleli uyakwazi angakazigcwalise ngoba bakhona asebenza nabo. UBulawayo siyambona ukuthi unjani. Usizwa thina sikhuluma ngobumbano, sihlutshwa ngoBulawayo onuka othi phu. UBulawayo ongasaziwa lokuthi ngokabani. Ubaba uNdlovu uyakwazi khonokho. Njalo amandla kaNdlovu vele azahlaphele, uthole ukuthi endlini akuyo uzahlahlitshwe yintuthu kuyona leya indlu akuyo, kungabi khona angakwenza. Sizwa ubuhlungu khonokho ngoba thina sine labo abantu amabandla aphikisa afuna izinto zilungise. Kodwa phakathi kwamabandla abo langaphandle kwamandla amabandla abo uthola ukuthi hayi kule bunzima obukhona.
Yes, Baba. Marvelous, go ahead with the...
I actually have a question before I go to Mr. Marara. I have a question for Mr. Mule. There are several issues that you have brought up that these politicians must look at and must address. But what is your own organization doing, especially when you talked about unity of purpose and making sure that people live harmoniously? What are you doing as an organization to make sure you achieve that goal?
Thank you very much. Our co-organization, we were founded on with our launch congress on the 18th of December 2021. We are working on getting everyone on board who really sees that the solution of our problems is to stop this dispersedness of individuals, of organizations, so that we come together, we find each other. We are working on that. We are founded on that. We are a multi-stakeholder organization where you are allowed to still have your own political party or still have your own organization, whether it is a faith-based organization, it is a CSO organization, or it's a pressure groups, non-activists, everyone coming together. Then you retain membership of your organization because people love their organizations so much. You are not going to see the fighting to say, I'm this name, I become NM tomorrow, the next day I'm NZ, etc. We are actually inviting all and sundry to say, let us work together. That's the only way that we can deal with our problems successfully. Mind you, people are no longer interested in voting. If you check, for example, Bulawayo and the regions like Makerere, the voter turnout is so low. It does not mean that people are not there. People are there, but the fighting, they were in this organization, tomorrow they are told you are now this organization. That actually gets people tired and disinterested even in political matters. So that's what we are waiting on. Thank you.
Marvelous, Chipin.
Thank you very much. If you can bring in Mr. Marara, his battery is running out so that we can have him before...
Yeah, I think he has just been disconnected, I think, because of the battery issue. So, Baba Ncube, so Marvelous, we're going to lina. When we're going to lava, we're going to
Ye, tina siyanxusa ama organizations abantu umuntu nje lobe sithi ngala nhlanganiso anayo umuntu nje ongabe elenhlanganiso layo lobe kungasiyo ezombusazwe kulabantu bezamasiko kulama pressure group kulabantu labantu ukuthi ngama loan activist ukuthi umuntu eyedwa uyalwela inkululeko sithi asihlangane nini sonke umuntu lo inhlanganiso yakhe kayibulawa usala elayo inhlanganiso yakhe ongupresident enhlanganisweni yakhe usala engupresident enjalo ongusecretary general kodwa nxa esengapha ku-alliance sesivumelana ukuthi njengoba ubani engusecretary general ngale ngapha angaba ngogcina ngumphathi sikhwama abe khona phana yikho i-structure sethu kuba lo muntu okuthiwa ngu-national leader ongumuntu okuyikuthi o-president bonke nxa bekhona ninoma ngubani okuvunyelweyo ukuthi nguye oyabe ezahola inhlanganiso leziyana bese kusiba nguye okhona pha ngoba sihlonipha ukuthi abantu bale nhlanganiso zabo bayazithanda inhlanganiso zabo kabafuni kusuka kuzo inhlanganiso zabo kugcina kubenza bagcine bengasaboni ukuthi inkululeko ayingeke itholakale lo nalo emiyedwa eyisiqoqolongane laphana so sithi ke asibuyeni sibe yinqumbi sindawonye noma sibe ama-organizations kumbe singabantu umuntu ngamunye ngamunye sibe ndawonye yikho esikumela
siyabonga Mr. Marara your last word
thank you my apologies my laptop had run out of battery so I had to log onto my mobile device
yes your last word
yeah okay thank you I would like to agree with my brother that the opposition in the country is fragmented and it's not good for everybody. The insults, the bad language that we use amongst each other is an opposition. I think it's unnecessary. The opposition must come together and form a formidable and united front. And then we fight from one corner because our common enemy is known that it is ZANU-PF. We are all opposition. So I think I would like to agree with my brother there. But I want to re-emphasize my point to say we may call each other names, we may say whatever we say. The Zimbabwean problems can only be resolved through dialogue. All parties must come to the table, identify the problems, discuss them, and agree to work together as Zimbabweans. This business of name-calling does not work. Zimbabwe needs healing. Zimbabwe needs peace. We love each other. We must work together. We cannot afford to continue calling each other names when people are suffering. We were formed to make the lives of the people that vote us better, for the lives of Zimbabweans to be better. We were not formed to fight amongst each other, and the fighting must stop. So the Zimbabwean question, I will reemphasize, needs all parties coming around the table, discuss the issues, work together, and then institute the necessary reforms that will then usher in free, fair, and credible elections, which can then see Zimbabwe coming back out of the doldrums that it finds itself in. So it's pointless to get into 2023, which will have a contested outcome because there are no reforms that have been instituted. And the other thing, one thing that my brother who was speaking just said, which is very fundamental, which makes a lot of sense, is that the elections, our elections in Zimbabwe, will continue to be contested. So I would like to agree with him there. That as long as we don't come together and work together, we are wasting our time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Thandazani Moyo of the Combined Ideas Democratic Alliance, and Mr. Norest Marara of the MTC Alliance. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Kitana Nyahuye saying, have a very good night. And I think you also forgot the candidate from PCCC of China.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.